Hey everybody, what's up? Welcome to Paranormal Corner. I'm your host, Frankie Ray. I'm just testing the audio and everything before my actual show, which is next week. Hopefully, if you guys can see and hear this video, excuse me, please give it a thumbs up so that it's not that you're listening. Alright, I would appreciate it. Sorry, I had some water. But anyway, I hope y'all doing well. And I just wanted to test this real quick. One more time. Alright. A lot better this time. Anyway. Yeah. I also have it on my phone so in case I can see the comments. So yeah, if you want to send me a question, that would be Q&A. I can see it here too. Let's see. What's up, guys? Facebook user, hello. Thank you for watching and commenting. We appreciate it. While I think of it, I should have my notes by me. Can we get my... Man, I can't believe I wear 50 right now. Do I have to have notes? For now, I'm going to get this. I may think. To our two sponsors to make this possible, right? I want to give thanks to Jenny Hill, Studio 6 Entertainment, Paranormal Entertainment. Sorry, I said that too fast. And Brian Z. Levity from Parapost. So I do appreciate you guys for allowing me back on. So, yeah, nothing really planned here. I was just wanted to test this out, get this little video, because I do have an exciting guest. I actually put a next show, not tonight, but a next show. Tuesday evening, August 29th, I am 6 p.m. Pacific time. I know there's a lot there, but there will be notices and banners and stuff that I already shared. Is there an echo? I guess since I'm hearing it from YouTube. Okay, I'll close that out. Okay, now hopefully there's not an echo. Right? Should be it. I'm also on YouTube, guys. So if you know, or if you want to be a part of our show, you have those stories. I mean, it's getting towards Halloween, right? Getting there. I mean, everybody, at least I know I do, does a creepy ghost stories, or if you had a paranormal experience, and feel free to message me and we'll work something up. I mean, it don't have to be on Tuesday. You know, I'm pretty flexible. I mean, I can do it any day, any time of week. Just let me know beforehand. And anyway, all right, I know that's a lot there, but hey, thank you guys for tuning in and watching. Let me know where you're from. Where you all from? And I'm out here in Southern California, and crazy weather out here. I mean, thank you for your prayers. We went through our first, oh my God, our first hurricane. That's my biggest nightmare. Holy, you know. But anyway, I cut myself off. I didn't want to swear in there. But yeah, holy crap. I think we can say that. But I just can't believe we had our first hurricane. I mean, I feel you guys now in Florida. I feel you guys, man. It's very horrible. I mean, how you guys, you know, put up with that. I mean, for me, it's like the worst nightmare ever. It's like, man, we made it. We survived. And I hope you guys survived too. It's been crazy. Hey, wow, you bet. Hi. Hello. Welcome, guys. Welcome. Q&A, also a question. You send me your question and I'll be sure to try to answer them for you. I don't really have much planned tonight. And it's just like similar live test. I like to test everything before the actual show. For example, next Tuesday evening, at 6 p.m. Pacific time. I'm out here in Southern California. Yeah, so we'll be here for 1 hour with returning. Yes, you've been on our show before, Christmas Channel, and you know, he's if you haven't heard of him, he's been a not only the grandson of Ed and Lori Warren, you know, from Conjuring Universe and from the Annabelle, and I'm sure he has his story that we'd love to hear from him and his paranormal experiences. So, and then also you help with, you know, Lorraine, they started the Roy Lacy Foundation, right? And I'm also part of, I'm still stoked that I'm just a member right now, and we have a psychic group as well. They're awesome. They help, you know, like, develop your psychic abilities. I know I have quite a few that I want to work on, especially not only my mediumship abilities, I'm also medium, but I'm not doing any readings tonight, but maybe one night we'll try that. We'll see if you want the readings. Comment below. And I'll try to do one night with hearts. So anyway, yeah, it's been crazy. So, it says one of your streams disconnect. I hope that wasn't the YouTube. I have to look into that. Yeah, we'll look into that. So if you guys can't see me on YouTube, let us know and we'll try to fix it. I had to literally reconnect even back here on Facebook. So stream, well, it's not really stream there, but restream is kind of similar to stream there, put it that way. So yeah, if we're having chat issues, I do apologize. And I do thank you guys for commenting. I won't be on that long, but yeah, we'll have Chris on our show on Tuesday evening, and that's where you want to be sharing, you know, and give you more insight about his experiences as paranormal. I know I've had quite a few experiences myself. Maybe I'll share one tonight, we'll see. And so if you guys do like to share, that would be great. That will help others, you know, get connected. I know Facebook is kind of glitchy and slow, so I'm kind of waiting for you guys to chime in. So don't be shy, I'll try to answer your questions as best as possible. I mean, you know, I'm still learning. So anyway, yeah, my strongest psychic abilities would be mediumship, and also I'm finding that remote viewing. You know, remote viewing is like sensing with your mind, with your third eye. Okay, I'm in this here shortly. Can I keep saying that I have some connection issues with one of the streams? I'm gonna have to look into that. I would definitely listen. But if you guys have any those stories, you know, like I said earlier, feel free to comment below and message me. I'm always on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok. No, yes, on TikTok. And I'm always looking for those stories, and or if you have a paranormal experience, hey, hook me up, all right? So I know I have quite a few. One of my creepiest paranormal experiences I share right now, it happened right here in this room. It's short, it's not that long, but in the background, I was right here in this room, putting away my clothes. My late husband, he passed away since 2020, you know, and from heart failure, among other things. But I feel he's around as long, you know, with the others, especially him, my dad. My dad passed away in 2018, I believe, from brain cancer. But I know they're both around. And so what happened was over there in the closet, over there, a storage container, you know, right by me. I mean, it wasn't that close where I would kick it. It was, you know, a good distance away from me. And all of a sudden, as I was trying to put away his things and everything, my late husband's clothes and everything, that tub container just shook very violently. You know, like someone's trying to open it. I was like, what the hell? You know, anything like that is hard to document unless you have like security cameras everywhere. I could not document what it meant to me because that, you know what, is poltergeist activity, and I guarantee you can't, unfortunately, have poltergeist activity because it can happen anytime. So, yeah, so what do you guys think of that? I mean, seriously, you're like, I think for me personally, I think it could have been my late husband. I mean, I don't think he meant to scare me, but I think it was him saying, don't mess with my things. He was like that in life. I mean, he didn't like his stuff to be messed with. And I guess he's, you know, sharing that, don't mess with my stuff, you know? I guess I would be the same way. I mean, you know, yeah, it just startles me sometimes. And I still have frequent nightmares from time to time. And I don't know if it's from a trauma of having lost a great loss in my life. And I think that should be it too. So I've had many since we moved here. And not only I've seen ghosts, I've seen spirits, I've seen UFOs. I haven't seen an alien, but I've seen a UFO craft. And I actually managed to film a couple of UFOs. Since some UFO in the limelight in the news lately. So I guess it's safe to share it out. Right? So anyway, and what do you guys experience? See? Yeah, I'm curious if you have any experience. I mean, it's no wonder. You wonder why I believe what I believe now, because I've had a lot of strange paranormal experiences. And I also, you know, wrote them down in my first book. And I'm also an author. So, if you want to get my first book, Dark Pathways, actually, Nicole Gaspard is my author name. But you can get my books on Amazon. I forget to say that sometimes. So Amazon and Barnes & Noble, and my recent book was My Haunted Travels, Haunted California, and so that's also available on Amazon, and I had a foreword written by Dr. Heather Lee, and I was just on her show recently, so thank you guys for having me on your show. Oh, what? Sorry, allergies. Hitting my butt. And it's dry out here. Dry out here in Southern California. Like I said, go ahead and post your comments. So that way I know you're listening or watching. I know there's someone from, wow, St. Teresa, Cuba. Did I say that right? St. Teresa, Cuba. Wow. Awesome. Well, hello. So anyway, I do appreciate you guys watching and listening. And if you guys like my paranormal experiences, I'll be sure to share some more. Let's see. I can't think of offhand. But, yeah, that recent one where in a tub, all of a sudden, they shook violently in this room as well. And, you know, I've seen shadow people. Yeah, UFOs. Like I said, I managed to film Some of them. And one time, maybe a couple of times, I can't remember. Maybe, yeah, I was alive. I was alive outside. For some reason or another, I was out here, out front. And mostly I'll see the UFOs, like, behind me. And then there's one, we have, like, 3 yards, 3 or 4 yards, right? And I'll be out here, and, right on the right side of me. Hi, Facebook user, what's up? What's up? So anyway, yeah, so in this area on the right side of me, that is where I usually see UFO activity. So, sorry if I can't see you guys. At least you guys can hear me now, right? Right? Thumbs up, you guys can hear me. But yeah, I've seen... Okay, before I go, would you guys like to hear one of my most profound UFO experiences? It still haunts me to this day, I swear. You guys ready for my other UFO experience? Damn. Huh. Alright. Trying to see where I see you guys from. But anyway. So what happened was, it wasn't here. It was at our other house. I seen a huge orb shaped light. And it was so clear. It was like clear as a crystal quartz, right? Y'all know what crystal quartz, right? It's so clear that you would almost miss it. I mean, if it wasn't right in front of you. I mean, that crap came so close to our other house. I know I wasn't dreaming, so I was right away. So, I was so awestruck, you know. I was just standing there looking at it. I'm like, oh, I should have. You know, in those situations, you just don't think to take a picture, right? Or videotape it. I mean, because I was still in shock, like, of seeing it. It's like you're seeing a ghost for the first time. But in that case, I was seeing a UFO for the first time. And it was so pretty and amazing. Like, I don't know why I didn't try to take a picture. But it was so close to the window. We had a two-story house in our other town. It's not far from here. But that area is known, that area of Temecula, California. I believe also known for having some UFO activity. So I wasn't the only one in studying. So that was my own experience with UFOs. So that was just amazing. You would think I was kind of afraid that I might be abducted and all that, but I was more of an awe. Rather than I was afraid, you know. Anyway, and that's one of my most profound UFO experience. Sorry. And I haven't seen any like that ever since, but I have seen quite a few out here. See, like. The UFOs are mostly orb shaped and quiet and they're silent. And they're mostly like in white. I know the one that I see is more like orb shaped light and they're white. Kind of weird. That's the only one that I see that's very clear crystal like sphere. It was like, and then just imagine it was in this shape. And they say, and it came real close to you. You know, it's like, whoa. But anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed this short podcast. And I was, well, I guess 20 minutes is good enough. And I do appreciate y'all listening my podcast tonight. You know, I really didn't have much content. But next week, I will have an awesome returning guest, Chris McKinnell. So there you can be sure to submit your questions. That way, we try to answer them as best as possible. So anyway, I do appreciate you guys. And stay safe out there. And yes, stay spooky. And this is Paranormal Corner. And I'm your host, Nikki Ray. Y'all have a great night. All right. All right, bye guys.